I do not think some episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience are okay. I have issues with a lot of the people that Joe Rogan has interviewed. Most specifically, I do not like the fact that he reaches into alt-right groups and platforms people with very racist, very hate-filled ideas. I hate that about his podcast, and I really do not like the idea that it is so widely supported sometimes. However, if we are sticking to the issue of these two particular podcast episodes that people are so upset about recently, my main question is, what opinions deserve a platform on Joe Rogan Experience? And the main hurdle for me, whenever someone shares an opinion on a podcast, is this person qualified to share the opinion that they have? Is this person considered an expert in their field? And when we bring up these two episodes that have caused this furore, they are actually concerning two people who I would deem experts because they are a cardiologist and a vaccine scientist. So it's an interesting conversation because although we have two experts who are very educated and are very informed in their fields, they are two experts who disagree with about 99% of their peers who are also experts. So we kind of have a situation where if we had all these experts on this particular topic in a room, 997 are saying one thing and two or three experts are saying another. And how the hell do we deal with that?
Yeah, and then a lot of people might turn around to that and say, okay, well then clearly it's a freedom of speech thing because clearly we need to hear from everyone, from all of the experts in the room. And I agree with that to some degree, but then perhaps it's not as much about freedom of speech as it is about privilege of platform, right? Mm. Like this is a huge platform